First you heard about it?
That is the first time I've ever heard that. I guess it's a good thing to hear from your coordinator. I don't know why he said that, but I appreciate it.
He said your ability to play all the positions. I mean, you know, I know there's a saying in the league, you know, the more you can do.
Right.
Is that something you pride yourself on, just being able to play, you know, a number of different positions and do them well?
Yeah, usually the more you can do, the more you get to play. And I think that that's something that I've kind of been my role here. You know, I'm kind of like the backup everything. So I think I've kind of found my niche in just filling in when people need a blow or whatever the case may be.
How challenging is it to be as versatile as you currently are?
I mean, it's not easy. I'd be lying if I said it was easy. You definitely have to study a lot. Knowing all the positions, knowing, the ins and outs. But also one thing that's a little bit difficult is, you got to know the reads for the quarterbacks. That's one thing that's really difficult for receivers a lot of time, knowing exactly when they're going to go there and why they're going to go there and whatnot. So I think that that's probably the biggest part. Right, most definitely. And then on top of that, Kenny's tired and Kendall's tired, Nate's tired. You got to go in. Then we have certain packages that I have to know my own part as well. So, it's a lot of learning, but I enjoy it.
Damian, you guys have a chance to reach 500. I know it's not the end goal here, but given where this thing started, I mean, how gratifying is it to feel like you're climbing out of that thing?
Oh, I mean, that was our goal by the halfway point, the way that we started. Our goal was to get back to 500, and we know that we could only do that at one game at a time, and, that's how we've taken it. We've been fortunate enough to win the last two, and then hopefully we'll get this next one and keep building.
How much different does their defense, Colts defense, look? New coach, new coordinator, are they doing a lot of the same stuff that they've done in the past?
No, not at all. They're completely different, even just players-wise. I think they have like 30 of 50 new players, I think. So I think that it's a lot of different personnel. I mean, on the back end, they look very similar. But, I think what they're doing for them works. And I think that, they got a lot of high motor, scrappy guys, a lot of guys that are really good at what they do. And I think when you put that all together, it's shown that they've put together a pretty good defense.
I guess they're doing a lot more zone coverages with like Mathis and Freeney. Would you like to see one of those guys line up against you in the slot?
I don't think anywhere you would want to see those guys lined up against you, whether you're on the line or out wide. But, I think that, like I said, I think that they found a scheme that works for them, and I think that they're using their players the way that they need to be used, and I think it showed up to be pretty good.
Is it more fun to prepare for such a more...
Yeah, I think it is. In the past, it's always been like, okay, they're going to run cover two the whole game. Go out there and run cover two plays. But I think now it has been, it's more of a challenge for us, I think. And not to say that they weren't challenging before, but it was more vanilla back then, whereas now, there's a lot of different entities of the defense that you had to prepare for.
Thanks.